Vegeta was tight.
You're listening to WGXC Acra, Hudson, Catskill, 90.7 FM.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by Hawkeye Resilience Advisors, a full-service security, risk, and crisis management company helping local organizations be prepared before, during, and after crisis strike. Hawkeye Resilience helps people make plans before something goes wrong. Business resilience promotes community resilience. For more information, visit HawkeyeResilience.com or call 518-573-9183.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Brouwer Propulsion Laboratory in Brooklyn, New York. WGXC local business supporters help us continue to be a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement. Thank you, Brouwer Propulsion Laboratory.
Ready to go dark? Coming up on April 4th at 7 p.m., the Thingularity Radio Show is going to cover the eclipse. We are full of nerdy little secrets for the event, so let us light the way. If you miss us, just grab the podcast. Once again, that's at 7 p.m. on April 4th.
Ladies and gentlemen, we interrupt our program of dance music to bring you a special bulletin from the Intercontinental Radio News.
Glory!
We serve a big, mighty, wonderful God, yeah. We serve the big, mighty, wonderful God, yeah. We serve the big, mighty, wonderful God, yeah. Hey, we serve a big.
Yes, we serve a wonderful God, a big, mighty, wonderful God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, amen. This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist, and welcoming you to the bright side. There's a bright side somewhere. And it's right here, right now with me on WGXC. No, we're not alone. We've got the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. And audio extraordinaire. Hallelujah, Mr. Randall Martin of Martin AB Services. How are you this morning, our brother beloved? How you doing?
I am doing very well, and what a wonderful way to start the show, Brightside listeners.
Yes, we got a little gospel reggae going on right there, right there, right now. And we thank God. That was out of our reggae land, Judith Gayle. What a mighty God we serve. Grew up with that hymn, hallelujah, or that song, praise the Lord, and just thought we shared it a little different flavor this morning. Yes, because we come with the music for the heart, the mind, and the soul, beloved. And we have five songs, back-to-back music, with the Spirit of the Lord and you in mind. We have Jesus Aye coming out of Gospel Africa. Nathaniel Bassey is up next. After that, Speak Your Name, Mr. Anthony Brown. Jesus. Faith City Music featuring Tim Bowman and Leandria Johnson. It Wasn't Easy. Cece Winans, But God. Isaac Curry featuring James Fortune. And after that, beloved, I'll come back with my spiritual social commentary for today. Want to just say I'm so glad that you're out here, that you're here. It's been an amazing kind of a week with the earthquakes and the floods and the tornadoes and the fires and the wars, and oh my God, so that we are here and we are here together is a blessing from God. It's a grace extended. We are grateful. We don't take it for granted. So we love you out there. Want you to know God is loving us. He loves you too. Don't you ever forget, no matter what it seemed like, sound like, smell like, God loves us. Yes, he does. He didn't leave us in the dark. He told us difficult days were coming, but he said, I'll be there. I'll be with you. So let us walk in that spirit and let us walk in that light. Let us receive the blessings of the Lord and let us be a blessing, because we need each other these days. If we've never needed each other before, we need each other now. Here's the bright side, beloved. That's a bright side. Here's the music for the heart, the mind, and the soul, the music with the message. And like I said, after that, I'll come back with my spiritual social commentary for today.
Thank you. Something happens in the room. Our hands go up. We can't wait to see what you're gonna do when we speak your name. Power is released as we bow down before you. Every demon has to flee.
Thank you. Don't think for a moment I never felt the pain. You can't imagine the hurt and the shame. They put the nails through my hands, pierced my side. Please understand, it wasn't easy, but it was worth it. It wasn't easy. It wasn't easy. It wasn't easy, but it was worth it. Do it, but I did it anyway, 'cause I really love you so much. I took your place. I die for your sins. Yes, I'm the one. Don't take it lightly.
It wasn't easy, but it was worth it. It isn't easy, but it will be worth it. This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist, and you're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Hudson, and Catskill, New York. This is The Bright Side. There's a bright side somewhere right here with me on WGXC. We are listener-supported radio. That means we are here because you are there supporting. So remember us. WGXC.org/donate. Donations, partnerships, sponsorship, many opportunities to be a part of what we're doing here. It's a great, great way to help us spread the good news of Jesus Christ. Keep us on the air. Will you please? It's not easy, but it's worth it. That's Miss CC Winans. And this is Pastor Kim of Overcoming Ministries, your perpetual optimist, the music for the heart, the mind, and the soul.
It wasn't easy.
You know, people have no idea what you went through to get to where you are. So many times it seemed like it was over. But God, Isaac Carey, tell them about it.
Every time I think that I'm all by myself, oh, Yeah. I just look up in the sky, and that's where I find my help.
Somebody needs to hear this right here.
You might think that you got it all worked out.
Yep.
And you think that everything's okay. Yeah. There ain't nothing that you've done to deserve His mercy and His grace.
He gives us what we don't deserve. That's why we say it's amazing.
You were about to lose everything.
Yep. I know I'm not the only one who's been there.
When the doctor said any day.
Yep. He made the doctor.
And the devil tried to test your faith.
He thought he really had you this time.
Still be alive.
Let me think about it.
Yeah.
I don't have not one, Ozzy.
That accident you passed last night was meant to take your life.
If you be honest, if God hadn't covered you,
it would have been you in the grave.
Yep.
Could have been you with the pain.
Right.
When the judge said 20 to life, should have been calling your name, but. There ain't nothing that you've done to deserve His mercy and His grace.
Can I get a witness on that? Thank you, Isaac.
You were about to lose everything.
Yep.
When the doctor said any day.
Who stopped there? Then you went back and they couldn't find nothing.
And the devil tried to test your faith.
But God in your life.
Yeah.
Just say.
Nobody.
Talk to him.
Just know that there ain't no situation that you come out of on your own.
He's always been there with you.
Right.
And even canceled out. And your situation may have looked
impossible. Yes, Lord. Amen.
And now people are looking for an explanation
but God. And all that other stuff that happened. But God. Push that aside. Put God in the middle of it. Yeah, beloved. So listen. I don't know where you're listening from. But if you're listening in our broadcast area, because of course you might be online, right? But I don't think there's any place in the world that didn't hear about the earthquake that shook the eastern seaboard on Friday. I did not feel a thing, but neighbors to the left, neighbors to the right, the communities to the left, to the right, from New York City, Westchester, New Jersey, our members in Kingston, all over, were texting in and checking in and saying how they felt it right here in Hudson, Stockville, Chatham, all over, right? And so on Friday, I believe it was, there was a former presidential candidate who allegedly stated on a social media site that Friday's earthquake and the expected solar eclipse tomorrow are strong warning signs from God that America needs to repent. Adding earthquakes and eclipses and many more things are to come, and prays that America will listen. According to the United States Geological Society, the epicenter of the earthquake was in Lebanon, New Jersey, 7 miles from one of number 45's golf courses. Because what I and many other people consider to be unacceptable ideas and policies, policy positions, stating during the course of this particular political person's career, I have given little to no thought about them. And like so many of us who pick and choose where we are willing to give brain space, I have just not given any. Yesterday in passing, I heard a newscaster mentioning in a few second soundbite that this politician said that the earthquake and the eclipse are a message for God from America. Honestly, I still wasn't interested because of how many times I had watched or read their views that, in my opinion, were rooted in white fear, xenophobia, white supremacy, and a misrepresentation of Christianity and the character of God. As I sat in my comfy chair last night, seeking my Heavenly Father for today's spiritual social commentary, it became clear to me that I should speak of earthquakes and eclipses. And I immediately recalled the brief, maybe 10-second soundbite that I'd heard day before in the Newsbreak headline that I browsed over reporting the same. And I searched on Google, my friend, and Apple News, but I could not find the information about this politician's quote. Just as I had decided to put the thing aside and trying to find it online, I picked up my smartphone and noticed the Newsbreak icon, and I tapped it and I scrolled a little bit, and about a minute into it, there it was, an article from the Washington, D.C. Daily Mail. Reading this senior political reporter's article, I learned of other God references that this politician has made boldly and unapologetically. And as much as I have no problem saying what I think when they are wrong about something, I should be consistent and have no problem saying when I think they are right. God is sending the world, and yes, in it, America, strong signs to tell us to repent. And what should we repent of? Well, you need to get into your prayer tent, get into time with God, and let God reveal to you the things that God would be displeased about, the things that God, amen, would expect us to repent for. Earthquakes and eclipses and many more things to come. I pray that our country listens. The article contained other times when this politician used their platform to promote God and country, the article says, as in a 2023 speech when they reported, "I will also inform the lion that looks to devour our children that our God is bigger." While not knowing the context of the overall speech, the opening, the closing, and the middle parts, I do know that it is obvious they are quoting the word of God as found in the Holy Bible, also known as the Holy Book of Instruction before leaving earth. 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 8 tells us to be sober, be watchful, because our adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walks about seeking whom he may devour. Amplified version, another version of the Bible says, be sober, well-balanced, and self-disciplined. Be alert and cautious at all times, that enemy of yours, the devil, prowls around like a lion, fiercely hungry, seeking someone to devour. That's not only Bible, that's apparent once again in human history. But thanks be to God who promises his children in Luke chapter 10 and 19, I have given you power to overcome all the power of the enemy. Amen. Being a friend of God, a child of God, definitely has its advantages in daily living. In a speech before Congress also last year, they warned Republicans to do what is right for Americans or face God's wrath. The word of God tells us, beloved, never avenge yourselves, but leave it to the wrath of God. For it is written, vengeance is mine, declares the Lord. Beloved, there are 96 Bible verses about the wrath of God. And for those who tout, that's Old Testament. We are in the dispensation of God's grace. Well, 20 of those verses are in the New Testament with references to the anger, wrath, or vengeance of God, and a few references to indignation and displeasure. Politician went on to say, God will not let evil go unpunished. And according to Proverbs 11 and 22, be sure of this, the wicked will not go unpunished, but those who are righteous will go free. Evil people will surely be punished, but the children of God will go free. Now, as far as what I have read in the Washington, D.C. Daily Mail article written by a senior political reporter, that's as much and as far as I know that I can go in saying in these things, this politician is not wrong. While opinions about the Holy Bible, its infallibility, its accuracy, its origins, its authenticity, its authors, its translations, its versions, and paraphrases can be confusing, making it appear vulnerable under the microscope of novices and skeptics and uninterested persons to criticisms and scrutiny and outright rejection, the people for whom the word of its pages become light and life, it is a life-giving, life-changing, light-bearing, living word that reveals the heart and thoughts of God continually. In season and out of season, here a little, there a little, line by line, precept by precept. As a living word, it provides insight into important spiritual truths that transcends the attacks of its opponents, misinterpretations of religious dogma, and manipulations of human fallibility and limitations in ignorance and naivete. It draws us even still to a deeper understanding and connectivity to God, not against our will, but rather as we more and more desire God's will in our lives. At the same time as a living word, it has the power of evolving and revolutionizing a person, a household, a community, and a nation. And so they pray, we pray, America, listen. America, repent. Last Tuesday on the afternoon show, my co-host, Brother Randall, asked me if I had received any insights after a 40-day water fast. And I shared with him a message I believe came from the divine heart and mind of God through the Holy Spirit, that a time of suffering is coming soon. It will be like nothing people of this generation has known before, and God's people will go through it. And God expects his people will shine because we have the light of Christ in us, and the light pierces the darkness. So moved by this message, I began to search the scripture, preparing myself to teach and preach on the subject of suffering in time for the start of Overcoming Ministry Spring Bible Study Semester, which started yesterday. And beloved, it is all about timing. Yes. Since June 2016, from time to time, I have sounded the alarm that something significant will greatly impact life as we know it, and it's coming soon. 2025, I think, ushering it in. The word of God in Matthew 24, in verse 6 through 17, we find Jesus answering a question from his disciples. When they asked, tell us, when shall these things be, and what shall be the sign of the coming of the end of the world? And Jesus answers in verse 4, rather, take heed that no man deceive you, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. I am Christian and deceive many. And you shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass. But the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom. And there shall be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in diverse places. And all these are the beginning of sorrows. Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted, and shall kill you, and shall be hated of all. You shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended, and shall betray one another, and shall hate one another. And many false prophets shall rise, and shall deceive many. And because iniquity will abound, the love of many will wax cold. But he that shall endure to the end, the same shall be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations. And then shall the end come. So, beloved, hallelujah, we have 2025 crouching at the door. 1 week after Christian faiths worldwide commemorated the crucifixion of Jesus, our Lord and Savior, an unexpected, unannounced earthquake shook things up from Philadelphia to Buffalo. And the epicenter of the earthquake was Lebanon, New Jersey. Biblically speaking, it was from Lebanon in the ancient world that Christ sent his disciples out into the world to spread his word. Coincidence? To some. This is Pastor Kim, and this is my spiritual social commentary for today of earthquakes and eclipses. We've got the music for the heart, the mind, and the soul, and a message to make believers think and thinkers believe. And we've got more music right now. Walk by faith and no weapon. After that, I'll come back with my final comment.
To read my endless fears, you've been
Beloved, we can stand our ground with the Lord on our side. Decree and declare over yourself, your life, your family, your home, your situation. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It just won't work. Well, beloved, I want you to know that on this Wednesday at 6 p.m. at the Central Hudson Firehouse, the Columbia County Housing Advisory Board will have our annual Landlord Tenants Rights Forum. Beloved, this is such a powerful event, and every landlord, every tenant needs to be there. We have limited seating, so come early. Listen, we have public speakers on various topics, fair housing, all kinds of things, specialists, experts, judges, lawyers, insurance agents, et cetera, et cetera, support department of health, et cetera, et cetera, so forth. Come on out and get the information that will help you help yourself, all right? That's going to be on Wednesday at 6 p.m. at the Central Firehouse on North 7th Street in Hudson. Also, I want to say happy birthday to all you April birthdays. Happy birthday to all you April birthdays. I want to say happy heavenly birthday to my father, who in 3 years ago transitioned from life to eternal life on April 8th. So thanking God for his life and memory. And all of you who are grieving and bereaving, God knows he is well acquainted with our sorrows and griefs. Don't quit in the dip. You hang on in there. I'm praying for you. Pray for me too. Pray that God will bless you and that you'll draw even ever closer to him. And let him hold you and keep you in his safe, in his arms. Because no weapon that is formed against us can prosper. We win. Hallelujah. We got a win-win situation. And we have Jesus as our Lord and our Savior. I am a new creation. Brother Matt Powell is going to take us out, beloved. So listen, have a great day. And remember never to forget that God loves you. I pray God will bless you even more, that you can bless somebody else till we meet or speak again. Oh, and if you'd like to, you know more about our prayer ministry, know more about where we're going to be preaching, know more about our Bible studies on Zoom, reach out. Give us a call. Send us a text, 653-2008. And one more announcement. We will be having our mother-daughter tea at the Greenport Community Center next month. If you want to know more about that, you can reach us and get more information at that same location, 518-653-2008. This is Pastor Kim, and I'm out with Matt Powell. May this be your prayer and your decree. I'm a new creation. God bless you.
I thought I knew what I was talking about when I testified of your great love. Well, I was a soul on fire. There was no doubt. Bible believing, saved and washed in the blood. My soul,